We are here with Dr. Tony Solomon. He is a CHOC Children's neonatologist specializing in all aspects of newborn medicine with a particular interest in the care of extremely low birth weight preterm babies. He's the director of CHOC's Extremely Low Birth Weight Program, including the Small Baby Unit, which opened in 2010 and boasts some incredible outcomes. Today, he's here to talk about a serious health crisis, premature birth. So, Dr. Solomon, I read on the March of Dimes website that every year, more than 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States, and that our own nation's premature birth rate has risen by 36% over the past 25 years. Do we know why so many babies continue to be born prematurely?
Yeah, thank you, Brian. This is a very important topic because, like you just alluded to, it's quite prevalent, much more prevalent than people understand. Prematurity is birth before 37 weeks. So if a baby is delivered 3 or more weeks early, they're considered premature. And the way we classify them are late preterm babies, and those are babies that are delivered 33 to 37 weeks.
Okay.
And that's the majority of the babies that we see that are defined as premature. We also have very preterm and extremely preterm. Extremely preterm babies are delivered anywhere from 22, 23 weeks up until about 28 weeks.
Okay.
And to answer your question, yeah, there are several risk factors that we've identified that would lead to a premature birth.
Okay.
And we can talk about some of those, but really what we've seen is a huge growth in the industry of taking care of mothers and assisted reproduction, and that has really led to this high number of preterm infants.
Okay. So is there any way that those risk factors really can be reduced at all?
Yeah. So even if a woman does everything right, quote unquote, during her pregnancy, she could still have a premature baby. Having a prior premature birth is a risk factor. Carrying more than one infant or fetus, so those are the multiplets, twins, triplets. Having chronic medical problems like hypertension or diabetes or clotting problems, problems with the mom's uterus, infections during her pregnancy, things also that are high-risk behavior like smoking, alcohol, drug abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Those can all lead to premature baby's birth. And to reduce those, you know, quit smoking, avoid alcohol during your pregnancy, and then really partnering with a healthcare provider to be able to get yourself ready to become pregnant. So a medical examination, a medical visit before getting pregnant, and then having routine prenatal care throughout the pregnancy to ensure that that pregnancy is very healthy. And then speaking to that healthcare provider, the obstetricians, about, you know, how do I manage my chronic problems of high blood pressure or you know, sugar imbalance, eating a healthy diet. We also know that stress plays a huge role in a premature delivery. You know, there are a lot of hormonal imbalances that happen, and women are stressed like crazy these days. And so finding ways to reduce stress in their life and during their pregnancy, these are all important things to help cut into that prematurity rate.
Okay. So what are some of the long-term health effects of a baby born prematurely?
Obviously, the earlier the baby is born, the more severe his or her medical problems can be. So although babies born very early are rare in the numbers, these babies are at increased risk of something as severe as death. They're at increased risk for intellectual disabilities, certainly motor problems like cerebral palsy. They are at increased risk for staying in the intensive care unit for a long time, having long-term breathing problems, you know, asthma, if you will, and whatnot. And these can, you know, these can obviously last lifelong, but usually they will definitely affect their you know, childhood.
Okay. All right. So, what's the cost to society in regards to this?
That's a great question. Society itself, you know, so if you talk about society, you got to talk about it globally, I think. And globally, prematurity is the number one killer of babies worldwide.
Wow.
So it's a huge problem. And World Health Organization and many other organizations are looking at how to, you know, reduce this huge problem and this huge cost for society. So something as simple as a $1 steroid injection given to a mother who's about to deliver a baby premature, or a very inexpensive antibiotic during her, you know, laboring process. Those are very simple things that can reduce this huge cost to society, particularly outside the United States. Something that we have been really promoting is something called kangaroo care, which is the mother holds the baby that's premature skin to skin on her chest. That provides the heat that this baby needs to stay warm. And in societies that don't have fancy and expensive warming devices like incubators, that's a great way to keep a baby alive and improving. And of course, there are many other benefits to that process for bonding and whatnot.
Right.
Expenses in terms of how much it costs in the United States, neonatal intensive care unit care is quite expensive. And more recently in the media, we've certainly seen our share of controversy and discussion about those costs. They can reach well over $1 million for a baby who's born extremely premature.
Mm-hmm.
So these costs are you know, quite extravagant in some cases.
Wow, that's fascinating. I mean, I see it here, the kids that are here, and they're here for a long period of time, which definitely adds to that cost as well. It's not a quick fix, 4 to 5 day stay.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
So what are some of the advances, if any, that are being made to address the needs of premature babies?
Advances, I would say, certainly starting with improved prenatal care and improved screening for diseases that can, promote or increase the risk of having a preterm infant. You know, and then of course, as you move in from prenatal care to the actual delivery room, nowadays our management of babies that are born premature in the delivery room is quite different than it was 20, 30 years ago. We have ways to support the baby's breathing, their blood pressure, and we have a whole team that takes care of this, really critical time period when a fetus leaves a very safe environment inside a mother's womb and is, you know, pulled out or comes out to a completely different environment that's full of hazards. And of course, the neonatal intensive care practices and interventions themselves. These are things that have really seen a tremendous growth and robust advances in just the equipment that we use and our scientific understanding of what happens to these babies. Because now we are taking care of smaller and smaller infants. And as you had said in the introduction, in our hospital here, we have a small baby unit that takes care of babies that are born 1 to 2 pounds. And so it takes a whole team and a lot of technology to do that.
Yeah. So what advice do you have to offer to families who may be facing the possibility of a premature birth or those who have gone through it before?
So for families that are facing the possibility, I would say partnering with your healthcare provider, the obstetrician, to have the mother cared for at a center that can handle preterm deliveries and management. Some of the centers see quite a high volume of preterm infants in their delivery rooms, and so they are much more expert than a center that really doesn't have a lot of experience.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a family has gone through a premature delivery, one of the key messages I would say is that there's a perception in society that it's easy to have a healthy baby. Everybody all around us is having healthy babies.
Right.
So the perception is that if I, as the mother, have delivered a newborn baby that's premature, that I did something wrong. So there's this tremendous guilt feeling.
Right.
And the advice I have is that you've done nothing wrong. You know, sometimes despite doing everything right, prematurity happens, and that's why we're here. That's why our hospital and our team are here, so that we can take care of your baby as soon as the baby's born, from minute one. And so trying to relieve that burden of guilt is one of the things that I would really advise these families and especially mothers, that you did the best thing you could do for your baby, which is deliver at a center that can take care of them, and leave the rest to us.
Nice. Well, in closing, is there anything else that maybe you want to talk about in regards to premature birth or anything that may be going on? I know in the next couple weeks or even the next month that's going to be an awareness about premature births. So maybe you could talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, thank you. There are quite a few activities that go on every day that people may be aware of through media and whatnot. One of the organizations that's really involved in helping find an answer to this huge problem of prematurity is the March of Dimes. Mm. The March of Dimes is an excellent organization, and for many decades they've really worked very hard to help improve the lives of these babies. And so the March of Dimes every year has a fundraising effort that is a march, if you will,
yeah.
And March for Babies, and that happens every year. And in every part of the country, there is a local chapter.
Okay.
Ours is here in Orange County, is well attended, and Chalk Hospital plays a key role in helping to partner with the March of Dimes to put on a great event, not only for raising funds, but for raising awareness to this problem. So I would encourage folks to look around and not only donate to organizations like the March of Dimes, but there are many other organizations that people can really donate to and be a part of. And of course, arm yourself with information. Prematurity is all around us now. We've all been affected in one way or another by a family member or friend who's had a premature baby. The Center for Disease Control, the NIH, again, the March of Dimes, and several other key organizations have wonderful information on the internet for families and consumers about prematurity. So definitely check into those resources.
Excellent. Well, again, this has been Dr. Tony Solomon. He is one of our neonatologists here at Chalk Children's. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us.
Thank you, Brian.